Welcome, everybody. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shir for Women, Shir number 58. In the book, Reclaiming Dignity, there's an article here by Rabbi Efron Goldberg called Regaining Our Lost Sensitivity. And there's a lot of very important points in this Shir that complements what we discussed in the previous Shir. So there was a book published first in 1989. Actually read it when it came out. Called Why Doesn't Anyone Blush Anymore? Or Doesn't Anyone Blush Anymore? By Rabbi Manus Friedman. And over there, he bemoans the loss of modesty in our society and decency in our society, and describes that loss of modesty as the greatest obstacle of achieving authentic love and intimacy. And for the past 30 years, and plus, people fail to even blush when exposed to indecency. And we fail to even notice indecency or identify indecency. You know, you had the opposite extreme in different cultures. Puritanism, where they had a real unhealthy, closed-up attitude towards sexuality and matters like that. But these days, the pendulum turned to the other extreme of total lack of borders, a casual, non-important, meaningless aspect towards relationships that created a tremendous amount of deterioration. So we're not talking about being prudish. We're not talking about being a religious fanatic. We're not talking about being narrow-minded. You know, and many who are listening, if we were exposed, being taught or preached that way, we're not talking about that at all. Because unlike other religions, Judaism does see pleasure, even sensual, sexual pleasure, when placed in the appropriate context, becomes a mitzvah, becomes a noble act, becomes a spiritual act, as we talked about many, many times. But the idea is to promote the love as opposed to just animalistic lust in and of itself. You know, guarding one's eyes is critical for the health and well-being of our relationships and preserving the capacity to experience intimacy. It's not a matter of being prudish. It's a matter of just preserving it for the right thing. The lack of borders and not watching eyes and not being careful with these things dulls our radar for indecency, has us become more casual with the concept of immodesty. And the more we do that and the more casual we are, we will have problems functioning and being fulfilled in a real, real relationship. The overexposure to images and ideas that are unrealistic, totally divorced from reality, can only hurt the expectation of the relationships that we have with our own spouses. And viewing indecency, will make your body feel good for a short period of time. The animal impulse of it will, but it poisons the soul. And it reduces even over time the actual healthy physical pleasure at itself. Just like we know in eating and drinking, the overindulgence and misuse of it creates that you don't even enjoy the eating and drinking anymore. It becomes really unhealthy and it deteriorates you physically. Well, if you control it and discipline yourself, then you could really enjoy a good piece of cake and a nice ice cream once in a while and really, really enjoy it physically. Same thing applies to sexuality in the relationship in a marriage, that with the borders all around it, you enjoy that exquisitely, even in this world. So it's not a matter of a seesaw. You know, your soul wins and your body loses. Your soul and body wins by a normal, healthy, balanced discipline, which includes Shmiras Einayim, which includes guarding our eyes, protecting ourselves from vulgarity. It's always a challenge, but in this dar, in this generation, it became extremely challenging because of the overexposure all over the place. And we lost our sense of being embarrassed, healthy embarrassment, like we talked about in the previous year. We lost our ability to be ashamed, positive shame, like we talked about in the previous year. Where what happens privately, personally to ourselves is not private anymore. And you have from people without embarrassment, linking articles, referencing books, reviewing movies, talking about their private lives in ways where they really shouldn't. There is a rare genetic disorder which is a congenital insensitivity to pain. It's called CIPA. They can't feel pain at all. Now, it sounds attractive when you won't feel pain. But that is very, very dangerous and harmful because it doesn't alert your system to something that is wrong. People die because they have undetected appendicitis because they don't feel any pain. And it blows up in them and boom, you're dead. For bone infections, internal bleeding, you won't know what's wrong before it's too late. Children that have this have to be watched exceedingly cautiously. Okay, they can burn themselves and they won't even aware that they're being burned. So pain is unwelcome to us. It's unappreciated and we want to avoid it, but it's a necessary component of protecting the body. The same applies. So too with shame and the capacity to blush and the capacity to feel positive shame, positive embarrassment, is a necessary component in protecting our neshama. Shame is the pain of the neshama, alerting us that something is wrong, or a line has been crossed, or a boundary has been violated. Just like the lives of people that have the CIPA are in danger because their pain senses are broken, and they don't know if something is wrong or threatening to their well-being, our lives, our spiritual lives, are in danger when our spiritual pain sensors are malfunctioning and fails telling us that there's something morally wrong in our behavior that could threaten our spiritual well-being. And the Rambam, he brings down the Rambam Hilchos Teshuva, and he suggests a remarkable thing over there in the seventh perek, that the Balei Teshuva, they don't get angry or upset about their past discretions, but they do feel a feeling of shame and embarrassment, but they recognize it as virtues. You see, this is a type of a shame and embarrassment that will not drag them down into the mud. I'm a bum, I'm garbage, and I'm going downhill. This is the opposite. It's a shame and embarrassment that says, this is good because I am uplifting myself. I am not that person. It's keeping me in check. It's a real change in me. I recognize now what's inauthentic and what's counterfeit and what's short-lived, and I'm feeling it. That's a good thing, and that motivates you to go higher. You cannot change or hope to change unless you acknowledge what we did or what we act, the way we acted was beneath us or unworthy of us. Or like we say, is pasnished. That's not an outside person waving a finger at you judgmentally. It's an internal soul thing that we are better than that. The Arches Tzadikim says in Shar HaBusha, Seichel hu HaBusha, Bushu HaSeichel. It's a matter of, it's a wisdom. Someone here in a book, Return to Modesty, someone, Wendy Charlotte, writes as follows. Embarrassment, again, the healthy embarrassment, and listen to the previous share. Embarrassment is actually a wonderful thing, signaling that something is very strange and very significant is going on, that some boundary is being threatened, either by you or by others. And without embarrassment, kids are weaker, more vulnerable to pregnancy and disease and heartbreak. Just like pain, we don't want it, we don't appreciate it, but it protects our body. Shame, healthy shame, capacity to blush, they're components that protects our soul. Shame is the pain of the neshama. It protects us. Moderate levels of embarrassment is a sign of virtue. That type of embarrassment is a good thing. It's not something we should fight. It's something that we should embrace. That's what it means in our Chassidim, Abonim Aksherim, kosher sons, kosher daughters, the busha nir al panim, it's on their faces. Someone's a bishan, it's a simon that he's mizera Avram Yitzhak v'Yaakov. It's the levush. Levush comes from the word bush, ashamed, healthy shame. Levush protects us from feeling busha, from crossing a boundary that we shouldn't cross. The word beged could mean to revolt or rebel. It could be used negatively. It could be used positively. So we cannot lose that trait that identifies us as Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That trait of healthy busha, of healthy shame, of healthy embarrassment. Not to be desensitized, not to become numb. Not to just share with coworkers and friends intimate details of life and become numb and oblivious to the distortions of decency in which we live in now, today. So this is a very important yesod, and it comes from within. And may HaKadosh Baruch Hu help that we should all work on having that healthy mindset and know what healthy shame is and to embrace it. That will uplift us. That will not bring us down. Rav Nachman talks about walking with Hashem, and walking with Hashem means you move forward in life than just rather sit and wait. You want to come closer to Hashem and connect with Him and grow spiritually. You have to see what path you're in. Are you coming closer to Hashem? And not give up. Never give up. Rav Nachman always used to encourage that point. Never give up. Always encourage yourselves. Always gain insight and learn how to work forward. You fall, you bounce back. You forge ahead. Live a balanced, healthy life. Talk to Hashem always. You hit the reset button when you fall short. And that's a very important aside. Connecting to what we said just now, people who are listening, who feel that they failed morally in this area, they should not have that unhealthy shame that will bring them down. They should have just a healthy shame of knowing, whatever it was, that was not me. The real me is above that. And I'm going to live above that and take pride in that. And that will be a source of comfort. And that'll be a source of being in tune to yourself. You'll forgive yourself. And you'll have sensitivity to others and be able to forgive them as well. We are human. We make mistakes. We make mistakes in all areas of life. And we make mistakes in these moral areas of life. We always do. Most of us do, at least. But that's why Hashem made us human beings. We bounce back. Hashem accepts our corrections with a full heart. Embraces us fully, and any embarrassment that will cause us to feel terrible to the point where we're saying I'm a lost case and it's done and there's nothing to do about it and I'm damaged will cause a person to deteriorate. While if you believe I am good, I have a soul, I am special, and whatever embarrassment I do feel is just because of that lack of alignment of imbalance that I had that's causing me pain, but it's going to help me thrive going forward. Then you embrace it. Then you embrace it. And realize what a special person you are. Every neshama is. And you overcome a lot of obstacles when you do that. And you could start from fresh again. And you could always renew yourself again. That is the difference between healthy and unhealthy. Shame. Unhealthy shame breaks, deteriorates people. Healthy shame builds people, raises them up, makes them who they really are to become their best selves. Bracha v'atzlacha.